Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Nice seeing you again, Adam Gilchrist. I hope you've been well.
Yeah, no, very well, thank you. Yeah, all in all, how are you?
I'm okay. It's Friday. Sun's out. Yeah. 30 degrees in Cape Town. I may just pop to the beach.
Oh, stop it. Stop it with your 30.
I have to. But let's start with Mike Pompeo. You know, he's now retired former U.S. Secretary of State. Wrote a tell-all book. He spoke about how the world came to a cat's whisker from nuclear fallout between Pakistan and India. Now releasing more details about what he believes or who he believes to be the world's most dangerous leader, as defined and of the opinion of Mike Pompeo.
Yes, the world, according to Pompeo, he suggests that President Xi is a bigger threat than President Putin. So he's absolutely pointing the finger at China and suggesting that President Xi is intent on world dominance. And so is his effective Chinese Politburo. Not that anyone calls it a Politburo. I just threw that in there. He wants to own you, he has warned. He says hegemonic intent across the world is there, and that the president of China has Marxist-Leninist visions, and he wants Chinese economic and political dominance in every corner of the world. Well, we know that China has changed in the last 10 to 20 years, that now it's a player and it exports and imports, and to some extent we all need China, although that is, of course, a worrying development. But he suggests that President Xi has a vicious objective and that therefore we, I don't know quite who he means by we, I guess he means the United States, but anyway, we have an obligation to the next generation to push back against it, which is an interesting thought, that therefore he is immediately saying, don't worry about Russia. Mm. Russia might have an intent on Ukraine and maybe other bits of Europe, but is not, he says, intent on world dominance. The only thing is, what has America been doing for the last 100 years or so?
I was about to mention.
Not been dominating.
Look, as someone who represents the global South against anti-imperialism of the East and the West, I asked Mike Pompeo, Chinese dominance versus the Pax Americana on American terms. Has he conveniently ignored?
Well, I suppose there is, you could argue that sometimes there's a friendly kind of global dominance. And it's the thing that, after all, the United States did post-Second World War, and well, to some extent during the Second World War, is insist that certain countries, the UK in particular, but also France and others, dismantle their empires, whilst, of course, America built its own trade empire, its own. I mean, the fact that there's a McDonald's in every street corner is no accident, is it? But it's a different kind of creep, I suppose. His suggestion is that China is much more aggressive in its intent. Maybe we're not entirely convinced, but certainly the fact that, for instance, bugs have been discovered in certain electronic devices that China exports in order for the state to take an interest. Did America do that? Not sure. So it feels a bit different. And certainly Mike Pompeo's vision is much more aggressive, much more dangerous.
And then a mafia assassin found working as a chef after 17 years on the run. You could have had your meal made by a mafia trained assassin. I'm not saying you.
It's possible.
I'm saying someone could have had them.
Well, absolutely. Made. If you've been anywhere near Saint Etienne in southern France, just near Lyon, then this guy was working as a chef there, certainly for the past 3 or 4 years. Before that, they're not entirely sure. He's been on the run, this guy, since 2006. Ignaro Greco has been captured, though. He's the second high-profile mafia capture. We were talking, weren't we, about Matteo Messina Denaro and his secret lairs and the hideout with documents missing, etc., etc. I mean, obviously, there's due process to go through with him, and the justice book is being thrown at Denaro. So what happens with Greco? It's interesting, though, that, yes, working as a pizza chef for 3 years. I mean, watch that guy with the knives. Would there have been a clue there? Also, would you order your Four Seasons in that particular restaurant? I'm sure they would make you a discount offer you couldn't refuse. You wonder, don't you, how hiding in plain sight seems to work for mafia bosses and mafia assassins, in this case, a contract killer rather than an actual overall boss. How does that work for so long? I mean, I know he swapped countries, but still.
With a pizza with a extra slitting of the wrist action. And then,
what can he do with a pizza cutter?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And then, look, we've been very... We're in a changing world where we are aware of how words matter and how meanings matter. And this has come up recently in rugby as well, where popular songs are often used as the themes and chants of teams. In Welsh rugby, the song that Welsh rugby fans sang is... Tom Jones's Delilah. Why, Delilah. It's very much part of the culture of rugby, and there's now a row of whether fans should be singing it at all.
Yes, two reasons, of course, for it becoming a Welsh anthem. It's sometimes hard to detect. I mean, why do England football fans sing Sweet Caroline? It's got absolutely no cultural roots at all, but... Because it's a sing-along, as you've just demonstrated, the why bit, and then the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da bit. Everyone likes to join in on it. There's something infectious about it. And also, obviously, being a song sung by Tom Jones originally in the 1960s, and Tom Jones is as Welsh as Welsh cakes. So it has, over the years, grown up, and fans join in, and choirs sing it, and now the Welsh Rugby Union, against a backdrop where they've been accused of rank misogyny and sexism at grassroots level, a number of officials implicated. They've had a look at this. I mean, somebody has actually listened to the lyrics of the song. Who does that? Who listens to the lyrics? And essentially, the song is about the murder of a woman by a man who feels jilted, a jealous partner. And therefore, in the modern age, victims of domestic abuse and other interested groups have had a voice and said, you shouldn't really be singing this. And indeed, there are one or two people who go to Welsh matches who have voiced their displeasure that this has become an anthem. So officially now, the Welsh Rugby Union has banned the song from being sung by its choirs. Now, what do you think the fans are going to do when Wales play Ireland at the weekend?
They're going to sing the song.
They're going to sing Delilah, aren't they? Because they don't mean any harm by it, but it's there, it's stuck. And indeed, there have been suggestions, for instance, that England rugby fans singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot are somehow playing into the slave plantation song of the southern United States, and therefore, in a Black Lives Matter world, are crossing a boundary. Again, it doesn't really matter what the Rugby Football Union would say. The crowds just love singing it with no political intent at all, just that they enjoy getting it in. Do you know what? I am looking forward to Wales Island with an extra edge now, just to see what the fans do.
There was a time when American, and I think they still do, American radio stations taking off what is, in fact, a jazz standard favorite of mine, and that is what we sing over Christmas or in American winter or European winter. Baby, it's cold outside. And American radio stations have decided, let's actually not play, because really is a song of grooming, of a little bit of, no, don't go, have another drink, stay, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Say, what's in that drink? Yeah.
What's in that drink?
It's a bit, as they say, rapey, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what? It's a daft Christmas song. Anyone who has ever taken that seriously is nuts.
It's a musically genius song. I don't know about the lyrics. I love the melody along with the harmony. But Adam Gilchrist, enjoy your weekend. Looking forward to chatting to you on Monday. We'll make this conversation recorded. You can see the beauty of Adam Gilchrist on our social media, recorded live. Looking forward to chatting to you and seeing you again.